Welcome to the latest episode of the Custom Private Equity Podcast, Solar and Oil Opportunities Today. Today we will talk with Paul Anthony Thomas, the principal at CustomPrivateEquity.com. I'm Ron Davis, experienced podcaster, and I'll be asking all the newbie questions. So Paul, we talked a little in another episode about opportunities in real estate, but that's not the only place there's opportunities right now. Let's talk about energy opportunities. What are you seeing in today's energy market?
Tremendous opportunities in today's energy market. The COVID debacle has actually accelerated the energy marketplace. The price of oil has gone down considerably, and the demand for oil has gone down temporarily. But as the rules say, when you want to buy when other people are in distress, and there's a tremendous number of people in distress in the oil and gas business. There were billions and billions of dollars worth of debt issued to the oil and gas operators in oil and gas business over the last decade, and those billions are coming to fruition now. We've had two huge bankruptcies this week. This is the week of August 19th in 2020. To this year, we've had 50 or so large company bankruptcies, huge bankruptcies. Auctions are coming off now at oil and gas auction equipment auctions, and oil and gas property auctions are coming off now one a week, where in January they were one a month. We're seeing exceptional opportunities in the energy equipment space, but we're also seeing tremendous opportunities in the energy production space, including solar energy. We're going to talk a little bit about that too.
So what are your rules for opportunities?
Well, the first rule is you want to buy when other people are in distress. You want to buy when prices are down. Rule number two is people are in distress now in the middle of 2020. This distress means that our opportunities have accelerated. That's rule number three. When people come under distress, your opportunities to make life-changing investments start coming to you fast and furious. And our rule number four in the energy space is oil's here for at least another 20 years. And solar is going to be here for at least another 70 years. So we feel like both of those places are good places to be right now.
And what types of opportunities specifically are you seeing in the energy markets?
Well, over the last 90 days, we've surveyed 10,000 leases in West Texas, and we've identified 1,000 wellbores that we'd like to buy that would be profitable at $20 oil. So if they're profitable at $20 oil, you know they're going to be making money at $40 oil, which is where the market is today. And as the price, as the demand settles down and the demand starts to come back, as it will, it's inevitable for it to come back, the prices creep up or prices even stay where they are. A property that makes money and makes a profit at $20 oil is going to be a good property to own for the next 20 years. Those are the types of properties I like to get into. We like to set up cash flows that are going to last for a decade or two. That's kind of our target. We try to target returns in the 20% range for our partners. Sometimes we do much better than that. There have been times in our current funds where we've done extremely better than that.
So what kind of discounts are you seeing on equipment and in the equipment markets?
Oh, the equipment market with the auctions going as fast and furious as they are today is crazy. Over the last month and a half, we've had five really huge auctions, what we consider huge auctions, which are auctions that sold more than $15 million worth of equipment in one day or 2 days. During that period of time, we felt like we could have probably invested somewhere between $4 and $5 million, and we would expect to get that money back 2 to 3 times, probably 3 times over the next 3 years. We recently saw some pipe sell for 40 cents a foot that in January of 2020 was selling for $4 a foot. Those are the types of discounts we're seeing and the things that we'd like to buy. Tremendous opportunities in today's market. Great place to be.
What opportunities are you seeing in solar?
Well, the price of solar is down, but the cost of solar is down. So it costs a whole lot less to build a solar farm. A solar farm acts in the investment world a lot like a utility. So the 20% returns are really not realistic in that marketplace. But if we could do a 10% return over the next 30 years in the solar marketplace, we feel like that would be good. That fund would be similar to a utility stock where we would return a 10% annual return to our investors over the next 20 years, and we would distribute that out monthly or quarterly to them. So that's how we would structure a deal like that, where we were able to do that. And we would actually sponsor that platform and build and maintain the solar sites. And there's lots of big solar sites going on in West Texas right now. And there's room in the marketplace for smaller ones as well. And ours would be a 30 megawatt site. Our first one would be a 30 megawatt site, which we would expect to do a 9.5% to 10.5% return to our investors.
So how is owning a solar farm different from owning an oil well? Is it that the electricity doesn't vary in price as much as oil does?
That's one of the things. The electricity does vary in price, but it doesn't vary in price as much as oil has in the recent past. But 5 years ago, solar energy was selling for 7 cents a kilowatt, and today it's selling for 3.5 cents a kilowatt. So it's come in half in 5 years. But the price and cost of building a solar farm has gone somewhat in half as well. So those things are kind of keeping up with each other. Oil is a diminishing commodity. The sun is not.
A solar farm never goes dry the way an oil well would go dry, right? Yeah. So a solar farm lasts forever because the sun's not going away.
Well, we see a solar farm, even with the degradation of the solar cells, producing revenue for 20 years. And then again, you would replace the solar cells and do another 20 years on top of that. So we see that to be a long-term income stream. And those are the real types of investments that we really like and really like to manage and sponsor. There are some chemicals on the horizon, and there are some battery technologies that are coming that are going to actually revolutionize that entire world. And we're very excited about that. That's a tremendous opportunity for us as well to put those actual advances in technology to work. And we expect to get our money back in a very short period of time over a solar farm, 10 years or less, and have a return on our investment. So we would expect, and we get some really tremendous tax breaks up front, so that really helps us out. But we would expect to be able to replace our solar panels every 10 years and keep up with the technology every 10 years. It's really difficult to do that in the oil field. When technologies come along, they're usually really expensive. In the solar world, when a new technology comes along, the value actually gets pretty prime pretty quick. So we're very, very excited about that entire marketplace, and we're going to try to actually do some multi-million-dollar solar facilities over the next 5 years or so.
Right. And so the other thing about in 10 years, if you have already built a solar farm, there's a lot of that you don't have to do over again, right? Like you own the land, for instance. You've got some method of transmitting the power already built into that. Even if you replace the panels, you've got the things the panels go on, and all that other stuff is already there. So in 10 years, if you need to replace the panel, that would be a fraction of the cost of replacing the entire of building a new solar farm, right?
Right. So out of a $30 million facility, the panels are $8 million today. So, I mean, that $8 million, we could retrofit an existing solar farm for another $7-8 million and get our investment back even quicker next time, because we've already got the sunk cost, as you said before. We've already got the infrastructure in place. $3 million of our $30 million facility is actually infrastructure cost to take our electricity away.
Right.
So that's already going to be there. And so once we have the facility up and running, it'll be easy to retrofit.
Right. If you want information about today's topic, you can go to customprivateequity.com. There are a number of resources there, as well as multiple ways to contact Paul. Once again, that URL is customprivateequity.com. Any final words, Paul?
No, Ron. Thank you very much for your time today.